And Adrian?
First of all, a couple of preliminary points. First of all, I think you're right about RE and theology being connected in the sense that theology is a subset of religious education. And the suggestion that Melanie was making about what's called an anthropological approach, is what people actually do, is as much a way of investigating what happens as much as trying theology. But I think where the two connect is this idea of a chain of meaning. And it is possible, I suggest, that you can actually reconstruct a chain of meaning if you take something like, say, Martin Ogh, and the way that he produced the subjective into the objective. He was liturgically conservative, by the way, but he undermined his own objectivity, and you can make a route from that to a sort of liberal postmodernism, and you can do the same with a fixed revelatory system like that of Karl Barth, and you come down through Lindbeck and Fry and so on, and produce a more conservative post-liberalism. My fear, and this is my question, is are you trying to make a post-liberal identity of Unitarianism, or are you trying to make a liberal identity of Unitarianism? That would be addressed more to you, Stephen.
Thank you, Adrian.
Am I talking about liberalism or post-liberalism? Again, it might depend what you mean. I mean, I'm not well read in kind of the theologians that definitely identify themselves as post-liberal. I think I might be post-liberal in most strongly rejecting an individualism and believing in community and tradition and practices of memory that hold us together, and that appreciating how important that is in all human existence. You put me in the Church of England, and I'm a liberal, and I would be. If there was too much restriction on the individualism of people expressing their beliefs, I might. If I found myself on the wrong side of that, I might be more of a liberal. It's easy. I think it's easy. In an orthodox religious community, I'd be pushing against more liberalism and more individualism. In a liberal religious community that is very freewheeling and open, I'm pushing in the opposite direction because we're losing the strength of community.
Sometimes we move quite instinctively between terminology, which is great in a context where you are discussing things as a group and having conversations of a personal nature, but actually when you want to try and articulate complex ideas, which sometimes work against accepted norms in theology and philosophy, fluidity in the use of terms can be deeply problematic. So that's why I find that quite interesting and indicated that. And related to that, actually, I think there's a false distinction between objectivity and subjectivity when we're talking about these issues. So I'm very cautious about talking about objectivity and subjectivity. It's because I spend too much time with philosophers. The liberal, post-liberal thing, I'm probably kind of with Stephen on that, but again, that's I could babble on about that for hours as well. We don't need that in our lives.